Let's talk about what's coming up in the next several years. It's almost as if this program is gearing itself to December 21st, 2012 right now, which is, you know, maybe that's the next evolution of the program. Maybe it's the next evolution of all of us. The Mayan calendar ends, and I want to get your take on the significance of this date.
Well, that's the million-dollar question, and, you know, I completely agree with you. I really feel that COAST is the perfect vehicle to explore the dynamics around this coming event. And a lot of people are poo-pooing the event, thinking that it's something like Y2K. I want to assure them tonight that this is going to be nothing like Y2K. This is not something that is up in the air. This is something very tangible, something that is absolutely happening right in front of our eyes. And I think most people, especially this audience, know that it's happening and can feel that it's happening. And so, yeah, I encourage you, George, I encourage you as much as I can to try to create a story arc around 2012 and get all the experts on, not just me or the other ones,
absolutely,
like John Major Jenkins or Richard Hoagland, but the rest of them, and get them on, and let's explore this thing thoroughly, because this is the story of our destiny. This is where we have been heading now for over 5,000 years, and this is the end of an age. It's not the end of the world. I don't want people to think that that's what we're saying. We're saying that this is the end of an age. This is the end of time as we know it. This historical period is coming to an end right now, and this is what everything that we see going on around us is really all about, the war in Iraq and 9-1-1, and every single thing that we're seeing is just the growing construct of the final resolution of this age, and it's incredibly fascinating. And what's most fascinating about it is that the Mayans and the alchemists and the Tibetans and the Peruvians and the Incans all predicted it thousands of years ago.
Absolutely. And you know, I look at this now one of several ways, and I keep going back and forth between myself. Maybe it's a combination of both. One is that this date might be the beginning of some kind of moment of enlightenment for all of us. Maybe something dramatic is going to happen to humankind and allow all of us to see something we've never seen before and to realize who we are as people and that we need to exist or we're going to all get destroyed eventually. So that's one thought. The other one is I think the Mayans were experts in solar information. And I think we might have some kind of major solar problem. Mm. And ironically, astronomers now and people who study the makeup of the sun are beginning to say that around 2011 or 2012, we can expect some huge solar disruptions. And I'm saying this is pretty darn ironic to be so close to the Mayan calendar 2012 date.
Absolutely. In fact, my mentor, Fulcanelli, the mysterious alchemist that I have spent my lifetime studying, and my book, The Mysteries of the Great Cross of Hende, which is about this cross in the south of France, both the monument and Fulcanelli are saying, and Fulcanelli wrote this in the 20s, and the cross of Hende was built 400 years ago, both are saying that the sun is going to become extremely active at the end of this age. And so here we have a cross that is 400 years old saying exactly what you just said, George. And when I first realized what the cross was saying in the early 90s, I didn't believe it. I just frankly didn't believe it. And then, you know, about 1998, 1999, when those first summers started getting really toasty, that's when I began scratching my head and wondering, you know, oh my goodness, is there really something going on? And then by 2003, when that summer hit Europe and killed 30,000 people in France, the heat wave that lasted all through August, mm-hmm. That's when I said, you know, it really is happening, and it's happening in a big, big way. We were just in New York City last week, and it was 97 degrees in Times Square. in early June, and it was so hot and so miserable that you could just feel the kind of, a leadening of the souls of everyone. And, you know, it is unusual. I talk to people, and they tell me that this never happened before. If it did happen, it was very rare, but now it's happening all the time. And what's interesting about this is that, as you probably know, as your audience probably knows, the sun goes in cycles. It goes through a 22-year cycle. And this 22-year cycle is
11 off, 11 on, 11 off, right?
Right, solar maximum, and then 11 years to solar minimum, and then 11 years back to solar maximum. So the solar maximum, the last solar maximum, was in 1990. On September 11th, 1990, then-President George Bush made a speech in which he announced for the first time ever that there was something called a New World Order. Exactly 11 years later, at solar minimum, was, of course, the events of 9/11. Exactly 11 years later will be 2012. And guess what time the eclipse of the center of the galaxy and the sun occurs on December 21st, 2012? 11/11. And so we see there's this strange connection between solar cycles, events here on the Earth, and makes you scratch your head and wonder if maybe Arthur C. Clarke wasn't right when he said there was some kind of overmind, some kind of intelligence that seems to bind the Earth and predict and create events down here on the ground that we can only see the shadows of. And so we see the shadows of these things, and we think, you know, we don't know what they are, and we talk about them, especially on Coast, trying to figure out what they are. And what they really are is this huge event that's slowly unfolding in front of our eyes. And you're absolutely right, the sun is playing a huge part in this. And I would say, you know, the summers are going to get hotter and hotter.
See, and either one of three things happened here with the Mayans and the other civilizations. And one is either ancient knowledge and technology was so much more advanced than we think. They possessed the tools and the ingredients to make whatever discoveries and predictions that they have made. They had extraterrestrial help. Or, as you say also, Jay, they've tapped into something in the universe, maybe under some kind of meditation, which gave them knowledge of the future. I don't know. It could be one of the three, because I don't think it was a lucky guess.
No, I don't think it was a lucky guess. I think it might be even a combination of all three, actually. And we may be a much more important species in this universe than we've been led to believe.